If it weren't for small literary magazines or journals, those writers whose work doesn't appear in the large commercial magazines might just slip into oblivion, even in their own communities. And that's where Border Senses comes in. My guests today are Minerva Laviaga, who is the director of Border Senses, along with two project directors, Daniel Rios, who directs Memorias del Silencio, and Yasmin Ramirez, who directs For Word. Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
I just so admire what you do and how you do it and who you do it with. It just goes on and on. Minerva, give us a little bit of background on Border Senses for those who have never heard of it.
Border Senses is a nonprofit organization. It was founded in 2000, and it began with the journal. The literary journal is a bilingual journal. After that, we had began a number of community projects. We have the Barbed Wire Open Mic. Mm-hmm. We have the journal Forward and Memorias del Silencio.
It has really expanded over time in an organic way to where you've really examined the needs and met them. It's just very exciting. And one of the things that does just blow me away, and I'm holding in my hand the brand new Memorias del Silencio. Tell me about this project, Daniel.
Memorias del Silencio is a very cool project. What I basically do is go to the community centers and I teach my migrant students literature workshops, and then we publish them in a book that you have in your hands.
Now, when you say community students, tell me about these particular students.
Oh, yeah, they are migrant workers. Most of them are coming from Mexico, and they work in the farms with cotton or chile or things like that, and they are trying to get a GED. So one of my, what I do is I focus on teaching literature.
So they find you because they are seeking their GEDs.
Yeah. Well, they are teaching the GEDs with the community college, and Border Senses are like supporting the literature part.
Okay. So community college is really, I'm trying to remember the name of the program with community college.
The community education program has been a collaborator in the Memorias project since the beginning.
Community education project.
The community education
project. Okay. So this is how the migrant farm workers seeking GEDs have made the connection then with Memorias del Silencio. What do you see as the importance of working with this particular population in producing written work?
Well, the importance is that, for example, when I started working, I didn't know what to expect. But once I was teaching them, you can tell that you're giving them the tools to show up and to tell the story that they have about crossing the border, how is getting a new life here, being separated of the families, and things like that. And it's very, very important. Once they have the tools and they write, they feel very well, like putting out all the stories and giving a voice.
Yes. I mean, when I hold this book in my hand, I know that part of what I'm holding is a gap in American history that is being filled in at this point in time, because there are so many stories built around this tremendous experience of coming across the border and being a migrant worker. Exactly. And I understand that part of what you do is in exposing them to people like Pablo Neruda. Why is that important? What does a person get from that type of exposure?
That's very funny, because they think that they don't know how to write poetry. But now, since they are reading poetry, they are like easy. They just start writing, and they write very, very cool things. Minerva can tell you.
And I think that it also has an educational component, because for the most part, the textbooks that are provided to them are translations of authors that may not have anything to do with their own condition or with their own experience. And approaching Latin American literature to them is very helpful for them to make connections between their own experience, their own language, and what they are capable of doing. And we see that helps them academically as much as artistically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, to identify with rather than be intimidated by the art form. That's an aha moment, I think, for many, many artists. It's just a stunning project. Now, tell me about the event. When and where will we be able to get our hands on Memorias del Silencio, volume number 8?
The number 8, we are going to have a release party on the Mexican consulate. This August 1st is a Thursday, since 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we are going to have some of the students reading their work.
Oh, lovely.
And we also have participation of a photographer. His name is Bruce Berman.
Oh, yes. He's been around for years. He's excellent. Okay. Wonderful artist.
So we are going to have one exposition.
Oh, que suave. That will be lovely. And if anyone listening has not been to the Mexican Consulate, it is at 910 East San Antonio. There are a lot of amazing cultural events there, and this is certain to be a highlight. And that's, again, Thursday, August 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. I have to shift gears now. I want to shift gears and talk to Yasmin Ramirez, who is the project director for Forward. This is one of the newer projects. Tell me about it.
Yes, we're actually just about to complete our first year. And what we do is we give a free creative writing workshops to teens 13 to 19 at various locations in the city. And it's just a great project. We got started with funding through MCAD and support from places like Glassbox and Philosophic Institute. And we we have three workshops at EPCC Northwest, Glassbox, and at Jefferson High School. Uh-huh. So we're trying to just touch base with teens and show them that writing can be cool.
How was your attendance?
It varied.
Well, first year.
First
year. It's going to happen.
Yes. We always had a consistent about 4 to 6 students at each location. And we were just really excited. At Jefferson, it was more of an after-school program. So the fact that kids stayed after school to write
helps.
With me was definitely a compliment. And Glass Fox Studios, they'd show up in the morning and we'd write different prompts. And it was just really great to have teens excited about writing in general.
Now, what happens with their writing? I mean, like Memorias del Silencio, that's so important. It breaks my heart in a way to have a great writing workshop and then people just drop their papers in the trash on the way out or stuff it in a pocket and you never see it again. So this is so great that it is commemorated.
Right.
And treated with importance. So what do you do with Forward's
writing? With Forward, we're creating a chapbook. So what we want to do is, and we're actually going to make it look like a little bound book. So it'll be a little bit more special than, you know, just something stapled together. And we want to feature the teens' writing that they've done. And currently we're having a writing contest to promote this.
So do you have to have been a participant to
you
participate?
You don't have to. No, you don't. It can be, it's for Forward authors and open to the community.
Okay.
We want to recognize those authors by featuring them on our social media sites, our websites, and show, just honor kind of their work, because writing is something that's really important, and nurturing that in teens is also.
Oh, yes. Well, let's go ahead and deliver the message to our listeners as far as the teens. Where can they find information? Who's eligible?
All teens ages 13 to 19 are eligible to enter. We ask that they have original poetry or short story. We'll have actually two sets of first through third place winners for short story and poetry. Mm-hmm. And we ask that the work be emailed to yasmin@bordersenses.com along with their name, age, and school.
Okay. Are there any length limitations?
No, we don't have a length limitation. We ask that only two submissions for author.
And your deadline?
The deadline is July 30th.
July 30th.
Yes.
Okay, so there's really plenty of time.
Yes.
For kids. Can kids that want to, or I should say teens, who want to submit their work, could they maybe email it to you and get feedback before the deadline?
I don't see why not. I think that would be great. I love giving teens feedback, and
I
still kind of do it for Forward authors, even though we're not giving workshops right now. They email me their work. So I would be open to it.
Because I'm thinking back to when I was this hanky-ringing teenager, never sure of anything I was doing. And so if a listener there, a teen 11 to, what did you say?
13 to 19.
13 to 19, pardon me, 13 to 19. And you've written something, or you're going to write something and you're just not sure about it, you can email it to Yasmin, that's Yasmin, at bordersenses.com.
Yes.
And she'll get back to you with suggestions or looks good the way it is or whatever. And then how soon would they find out if they made the chat book?
We're trying to get back to them by the end of August. So it's relatively quickly.
Yeah, okay. That's a good mercifully quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
And the website to get information is forward, F-O-R-W-O-R-D .bordersenses.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Monica, can I add about the Memorias project, something that is different on this book that we've done in the past but not in all volumes and we're trying to be consistent about now, is that all of the pieces are originally written in Spanish, but all of them are translated into English.
Oh, that's lovely.
For this volume. So we have the Spanish version and then the English version right next to it.
Oh, what a wonderful way to publish.
Right, so that way if people feel that they may not understand, they will understand, because we will have readings by the authors and some of our editors and board sense staff may help us for the readings in English.
Now, I have to ask, who took on the challenge of the translations? Because it's so... exhausted over this one.
Most of it was done by Daniel. Wow, Daniel Rios did most of the translations, but we are very fortunate to have friends who help us in these kind of endeavors. So Gabriel Camacho, who's a professor at EPCC, helped us. Laura Cesar Coeglin, who's an author,
of course,
helped
yes.
us. And Janet Monsivais, who is she's a professor, and she's doing a PhD right now, and she also helped us, and I helped with some, but most of the credit.
And also Jasmine helped us.
And then after the translations, we also had editors who helped us. So Jasmine helped us, and Paul Pedrosa, who's our managing editor for the journal, did some proof revisions as well. So board senses comes together every time there is a project, we help each other.
Yeah. And that's something that we're going to try to keep for the future issues.
That's just a really commendable effort. Well, in addition to all of this, of course, the Border Senses, the next journal, which would be volume 19 of your regular literary arts journal, will be coming out in September. Your monthly last Saturday of the month barbed wire open mic series is tonight, then at 7 p.m., and that's at the Percolator on Stanton. And if listeners want to get a feel for Border Senses, if young writers want to go down and kind of get a feel for the crowd and see if it'll work, that's the night to do it. Tonight, 7 p.m. at the Percolator. Barbed wire is an open mic series, so that's a very nice place to hang out and get comfortable. My guests today have been Minerva Laviaga, who is the director of Border Senses, along with project directors Daniel Rios, who runs Memorias del Silencio, and Yasmin Ramirez, who runs For Word. You can get more information by going to bordersenses.com. Thank you all so very much for your time today.
Thank you,
Monica. Thank you so much.